All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobo Frank and Chris Sill here. And real quick, next week we've got Dan Bonner and Dr. Jody Smith, and we may have a special guest from a football perspective yet to be determined.
Possibly Coach London.
And then the week after that, on the 18th, we will have UVA analyst Ted Jeffries joining us. But anyway, right now, not only with the Olympic report, but also with the LeClaire Ryan play of the game, and none other but Chris Sill.
Is this a promotion? Do I get a bonus now?
Yeah, we're going to double your salary.
Yeah, we'll give you a Coca-Cola.
It's a lot of responsibility. All right, guys, so play of the game. As you can imagine, we're probably not going to pull that from the football game. We're looking at the women's soccer game they had against Virginia Tech last week on Thursday night. Big win. Virginia Tech was number 5 in the country coming into that game, and Virginia, of course, was number 1. And they went ahead early, won zip, and then scored a late goal to make it a 2-0 win, putting UVA at 19-0, and then segueing into the Olympic sports report, they beat Maryland in the quarterfinals of the ACC tournament, posting their first 21 season ever this year.
And they're scheduled to play this Friday in the semifinals down in Cary, North Carolina, in the ACC tournament.
So it's a pretty big week, pretty good season for the women's soccer team. Good job over Virginia Tech. All right, so moving on, men's tennis had 4 members of the tennis team that qualified for the Knoxville Challenger. In wrestling, number 14 in the country, Virginia, had a trio of dual wins in the quad meet in Mem Gym this past weekend. Field hockey, Virginia tabbed as the number 5 seed in the ACC tournament. And volleyball beat their 4th straight ACC team in Clemson.
And this is rare for the volleyball team.
They're turning a corner.
Since we've been on the air these 5 seasons, that's the best streak I think they've had.
We only have about a minute left. I guess 2 big games in the ACC, Virginia, North Carolina, and then how about Virginia Tech, Miami? Think the Hokies have a chance down in Hurricane Land?
That's a 7 o'clock game for the Hokies at Miami. The 2 things that favor them is Duke Johnson is definitely out, and I believe their flanker is out for Miami. So Logan Thomas could get well in this game.
Winner of that game probably still goes to the ACC title game.
How about
the winner of that
games?
Game will definitely be the team that probably plays Florida State.
How about the national games? Oregon, Stanford, what do y'all think?
Well, clearly this is Oregon's payback is hell game.
Games at Oregon or Stanford?
I believe it is at Oregon this year.
I think I'm
it was
go
at Oregon last year. I think it's Stanford.
At Stanford.
I might have that backwards.
Yeah. Well, and then I still LSU, think, Alabama. What do you guys think?
Alabama's too.
LSU's lost twice.
That's at Alabama. Alabama will win that game.
LSU's got nothing to lose. You never know.
Coming back, UVA plays at Carolina at Chapel Hill, 12:30 this coming Saturday. Handicapping the game, Virginia has got to try to control the ball a little bit to take the Carolina fans out of it.
Just don't give up, guys.
To find a way to steal one. Go Hoos.
Virginia 17-14 in a major upset and finally breaking the losing streak. Go Hoos.
Hope so.